Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bav Metzia, Daf Samach Bet Amud Bet, about to analyze the clause in the Mishnah. And this will be the last, discussion about our first Mishnah, which described the deal which the Mishnah referred to as Tarbit. Ketzad, Lakachem Enochitim Bedinar Zahav Hakor, V'chein Hashar. So if he borrowed wheat for, let's say, a dinar zahav, which is 25 dinarim per kor at that price, and that was the price, and then it went up to 30, and then he said that I want the 30 to buy wine. He says, I have the wine. The lender said, I have the wine. And it turns out he really does not have wine at the time. He's buying it as futures. That's called ribit. Now, who cares that he doesn't currently have the wine? Vatanya, ein poskin al pirot. Now we're going to see two areas kind of blending together, and then we'll draw a distinction, and that is between straight loan lending, which is the case we're dealing with, is the aftermath of a loan, as opposed to buying futures without a loan involved. Vatanya, ein poskin al pirot ad sheitze hashar. We're not allowed to set a price on pirot until the market price is set. Yatsa hashar poskin. Once the market value is established and announced, you can then make a deal to sell your fruit for that price, even though you don't currently have it, because even though you don't have it, somebody else has it. Which means in this case, it should be that as long as there's wine around, even if the borrower doesn't have it, it should be okay. So Amar Rambam, matnit mevalachu vidmehan askinan. He's not actually coming to buy the wine. He's trying to use the wine to establish to sort of transfer the loan. Uchetanya, as per the following, Haresh ayno shabachaver omaneh. So Abel is coming after Baker for 100. Baker owes him valach v'mala gorno. And Abel then is standing at the goren of another guy, granary. And he meets Baker and he says, give me my money. I've come here to buy wheat from this fellow. Please give me my money. Amarlo. So Baker says, chitim yeshli. I have money. I have wheat. And I'll give them to you. Let's purchase them as per the current price as payback for the loan. And I'll give it to you at sometime during the next 12 months. Asur. Why? It's not as if he's actually paying him back with a coin. Now, Amari Abaye. So Abaye then turns to Rabban and says, if that's what you're building on for the Mishnah, and saying that the problem is that he's not handing him the coin, then why does it matter that he doesn't have the wine? Afilu yesh lo nami. Even if he had the wine, he's not giving back the coin. So that can't be the reason. When they're studying the halachot in Rabbi Chiya's Beit Midrash, Rav Safra taught the following. The Tanur of Safra, beribit devei Rabbi Chiya, yesh dvarim shem mutarin vasrim neharamat ribit. There's things that are technically permitted, but we don't allow them because they are sort of getting around the issue of ribit. Haramat ribit. Ketzad, what's an example? Amalo halveni manem. So Abel says to, Baker says to Abel, lend me $100. Amalo manem ainli. So Abel says, I don't have $100. Chitin manem ishli. I have wheat worth $100. Shanino ten lachan, I'll give that to you. Natan lo chitin manem. And he gave them $100 worth of wheat. Chazal lakachan himero besrim vi arba sela. And then Abel goes and buys them back from Baker at 24 sela, which is like $96 instead of 100. Mutar, why? You're not really allowed to do it because it's like getting around rebate. Because what essentially you're doing is making a loan, but at the end of the process, the same amount is not coming back. So therefore, in our case in the Mishnah, must be halveni shloshim dinarim. The guy originally said, give me 30. Remember, we're starting with 25. Marley shloshim dinarim ainli, I don't have 30. Chitin mishloshim dinarim yeshli, but I have wheat worth that. Shanotem lecha. Natan lo chitin mishloshim dinarim. Let's say he actually gave him wheat for that. So the loan is the wheat. V'chazar l'kachai menu b'dinar zahav, and then he bought it back for a dinar zahav, which is 25. It was less. E it le chamra l'loveh. to Yaiv Levi Shloshim Dinar, and then he wants to use that to buy wine. So if the borrower does really have wine that he's willing to give him for 30, so Peru Kashal Kumine, so he's taking fruit, he borrowed fruit, and it's all of the same market value. For late Lunbat, V'ilo, but if he doesn't have it, Kevin Delayt Lechamer, since the borrower doesn't have any wine to give him currently, Vada Mishkal Zuzimine, so then he's going to take money from him. Merze Karibit, it looks like Karibit, because he's giving him more money than he took back, than he took originally. So Marley Rava, Rava turns to Levi and says, Ihachi, if that's the case, then Tein Lechitai is not the phrase that should appear in the Mishnah. Demei Chitai in Bailet should be that the guy says, give me the value of my wheat. So Tani Demei Chitai, so Bailet says, yeah, that's the version I have. Shani Mochran, also which he said, Shmachartimlach, Ibailet, should be that I sold to you, not that I want to sell. So Tani Shmachartimlach, Ibailet says that's also in a version of the Mishnah. Okay, but then it said, Harechitecha, Soyota, like Vishloshim Dinarim. Then the whole case is backwards, because in the Mishnah it says that I'm accepting your Chitim as the 30 dinar. Mikar Namiachu Kimne Lavia. What do you mean? That was the original deal. So Hachikam Rav, this is how Abaye explains it, or how we do it on behalf of Abaye. Bidmei chitecha shasitem alai mishloshim dinar. I'm doing this for the value, for the money of your wheat, which we established as being as 30. Okay. Hare lecha etzli bahen yayin v'yayin eimlo. But the Mishnah also said that I'm going to then transfer it to wine, but the problem is that the borrower doesn't have any wine. Didn't we just say that he originally lent it to him at 25 at dinar zahav per kor, and that was the proper market, Tani? Right? So it doesn't seem to fit the way that Abai is explaining it. So Elam Rava, Rava says, Kishachivna Rabbi Oshaya Nafak Levati. It's an interesting statement. He says, when I die, Rabbi Oshaya is going to come out to greet me. Because I will have explained our Mishnah per something Rabbi Oshaya taught. So in other words, Rabbi Oshaya is going to be very happy with me because I solved this knotty problem in our Mishnah using Rabbi Oshaya's brighter. The Tani Rabbi Oshaya. Now it's important to note that Rabbi Oshaya and Rabbi Chia, his Rebbe, were the official clearinghouse, as it were, for Breitot, and as the Gemara tells us, Kol Breitot lo itamra beverochir Rabbi Shaya lo Breitot. It's not an official Breitot, it didn't go through their school. So the Tani Rabbi Shaya, Hare Shaya nosheb chaviro maneh. So Abel was coming after Baker for $100 that he owes him. V'alach b'maral gornov v'amar ten li ma'otai shani rotzeh likach ben chitin. This is the case that we had earlier, but we're going to develop it more. And Abel's coming after Baker for $100. And Abel is standing at a goren, and he bumps into Baker, and he says, Baker, give me my money, because I want to buy wheat. I've also got wheat, says Baker. I'll give them to you. And then he says, let's set the price as per the current value, meaning per weight. He get our volume. And then, a while later, it's time to actually buy the wheat. The wheat's not, his wheat wasn't ready. And then, Abel says, give me the wheat. I actually want to sell them and buy wine. Amarlo is like our Mishnah. So now Baker says, I've got wine that I'll give to you. Of course, wine is a few months later. And again, Abel says, okay, let's set it as per today's price. Now we get into the end of the summer, it's time to sell wine or whatever it is, but later. Marlo Tain Li Yeni, Rotzeli Mukhran Mulikach Bayam Shemin. He says, I want to sell that wine and use it to buy oil, which is a few months later yet. Amarlo Shemin Yeshli, so the borrower says, I got oil too. Shadon Tain Lacha. I'll give it to you. Seva Seyo Alai Kashar Shalashav. Let's set it as per the current shard. Now, this is like our Mishnah with one added piece, except even the second piece, the wine went further, and we even went further to the oil. So Kulam, what did Rabbi Shai say? Clearly this is a spin-off on our Mishnah. Im yesh lo mutar. If the borrower had the products along the way, when he said it, then it's mutar. Ein lo asur. It's asur. So our Mishnah essentially rides along with Rav Shaya that if he did not have the item at the time that he made the commitment on the price, then it's asur because of ribit. Umay lakach, so how come the Mishnah said lakach imenu, so lakach balvato, not that he actually took the wine, but that he accepted it in lieu of the halva'ah. So Amar Rava, Shlomi Namar Rav Shaya Tlat. Rava says, not only can I answer the Mishnah based on Rav Shaya, but from Rav Shaya we can learn three rulings, three principles. One, Shlomi Na, Tamamidin Milve Al Gabe Perot. You're allowed to set a milve alone as being consummate, as it were, with Perot, as opposed to the sentiment that we had earlier in this year, it has to be isaro habali ado, meaning you have to really hand over the coin. It can be with fruit. But the second thing is, we learn it's only if the borrower actually has the fruit at the time. The third thing is that we know that in the dispute between Ram and Rabbi Yanai, we rule like Rabbi Yanai. The Amar Rabbi Yanai, Mali hein mali dmehan. Rabbi Yanai said, I don't care if you're giving me the fruit or the value of the fruit. What's the context? The Itmar. Rav Amar osin amanav perot. Now this is not about a loan, this is about a sale, and I said before we're going to distinguish. Rav said osin amanav perot, which means you're allowed to sell fruit on spec with a futures price. Ve'en osin amanav damim. You're not allowed to do that with the money. Rabbi Yanai amar mali hein mali dmehan. And Rabbi Yanai said, what do I care whether or not it's the fruit or the value currency of the fruit. Okay? And Meitabes is a challenge to that. Kulam, imyeshlo, mutar. What did Rabbi Shaya say? As long as the guy has the stuff, it's mutar. That seems to go against Rav because it means even with the dummy you could do it. Ravuna marav, b'shamashach. So Rav will explain that that's the case where the lender actually took possession. It wasn't just that the borrower had wine at the time and oil at the time. The lender actually took possession of it and then traded it back. But if he took possession, that's a no-brainer. The answer is that the borrower set aside a designated spot. He, of course, had the wine, but he set aside a designated spot, and that makes it more connected to the lender who's going to get it than if he just happened to say, we're selling it at this price. Okay, now Shmuel takes a different tack in our Mishnah. He says, Amani Rabbi Yehuda. This is a very famous Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Damar Tzadachad Rebit Mutar. Tzadachad Rebit means if there's a one-sided Rebit, which means if there's a deal where it's unclear whether or not there's actually going to be Rebit involved. And we'll see as follows. The Tanya. So Abel coming after Baker for his $100. And then Baker sells his field to Abel. The seller which of course means the love, is eating the perot of the field, mutar. But if the buyer is eating the perot in the meantime, then it's asur, because it's rebit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, because he's gaining now from the fact that he hasn't collected the loan yet. Rabbi Yehuda, the buyer is, of course, the malva, the lender. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afiz man shalokach ochel perot mutar. He said it's mutar with either person. Am other Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda then told the story. Ma'asev vaitos ben zunin shasas sadeo mecher al pi Rabbi Elazar Azariah. It's the exact case, vaitos ben zunin was a borrower. He sold the field to the lender, and and it was a case where he allowed the lender to eat perot, and it wasn't considered rebit. Amrulo misham raya. So the answer to Rabbi Yehuda was that doesn't prove anything. By the way, Rabbi Elazar Azariah is Rabbi Yehuda's rebbe, so this strong connection. They said back that doesn't prove anything. Mocher ochel perotaya. That was a case where the lender, the seller, that's baitus, was eating the perot v'lo lokeach. Now, my benayu, so where do Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim disagree? Clearly, they had a different take on the story, but that drove, that was driven by, to some extent, the take on the halacha. So what's the difference? I'm Rabbi, it's tzadachad b'ribitika benayu. That Abaye says the issue is whether there's tzadachad b'ribit, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if there's tzadachad b'ribit, it's mutar. And Chachamim say even tzadachad b'ribit, meaning even if it's only possible, depending on how things will play out, that there will be rebit, nonetheless, it's still asur. That's Abaye. Rav Amar, no, rebit is not, tzadachad b'ribit is not the issue. Rebit amanat lachziri kemenayu. When you have rebit with the intent that you're going to return it. It's not that the lender is allowed to get benefit and eat the pirot and not pay it back. It's just he's going to pay, it's just with the lova pays off the loan, the malva will pay back the pirot. And Rabbi Yehuda says that makes it fine. Chacham say no, it's still rebate at the time of the collection. Amar Rava Hashad Amar Rabbi Yane. So now we go back. He said, now that Rabbi Yane said Mali hen Mali Dmeyan Amrinan, so I don't care whether or not you're taking the fruit or the value currency. Now flip it, Mali Dmeyan Mali hen Nami Amrinan. We could say the same thing. Who cares about the whether it's the value currency or its fruit? Uposkin al Shar Shabashuk, which means you can now set a price to sell based on the current value. Valpi Shein, though, even if you don't have the fruit right now, which is not what we said about the halva. Eitra papa Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua the Rava Meishlo Mutar Mein Lo Asur. So Rava made this statement. Remember, Rava was the one who brought it Rav Shaya. So his own students bring Rav Shaya up to him and say that Rav Shaya's ruling was only if you have the fruit at the time are you allowed to do that with the loan. So his answer was, and this is what I mentioned in the beginning, Amar Lu Hatam Halva Hachazvine, that's talking about a loan. In the case of a loan, you really do have to have the item at the time. In the case of a mecher, you don't have to have the item at the time because based on Rabbi Yanai. Rav Rav Yosef and Tavayu, my tam am rabbanan poskin al shar shabashuk v'ishayin los. The rabbi said this, that you could set the price even though you don't have the fruit at the time. Why? Damarle says, shkila tivutach v'shad yachizri. Because the buyer can say to the seller, if the seller is extending him credit, and saying, okay, we're going to set a price now based on the current shahr, that the buyer is saying to the seller, you haven't done me any favors here, and take your favors and throw it on the thorns. Mayanatli, how would you benefit me? Ihavuli zuzi biadi. If I had money now, I'd go to those towns of Hini and Shili and buy the stuff cheap. So in other words, you're giving me the current shahr, but the current shahr, which is, let's say, less then it'll be later on when I collect it, is still more than I'd pay now if I had the money. Right? That Abaye Rav Yosef said, if that's the case, you should be able to borrow Seya B'Seya, which is a classic rebate of borrowing a certain amount of wheat, let's say, for the same amount of wheat. Because then when you return it, the market value may have gone up. And you could have to turn around and say, what, you haven't done me any favors by paying it back? After all, you think that the wheat is getting burned up in my storehouse? I'm not gaining anything from this. So, and they gave the same answer. In the case of a halva, that's ribit. But in the case of a mecher, you're allowed to do that. Wait a second, you're still doing the guy a favor by taking it now because he doesn't have to find a middleman to buy it for him. Yeah, maybe in this case he already did give the middleman money, so either way he had to give it. Rashi Amar says the opposite. When you have money, that's your middleman. People come to you to buy. So the you don't really need to pay the middleman, and that's why really there was no favor that he was doing, and that's why with the mecher you could sell it in advance, even though the guy doesn't have the stuff right now. Okay, we'll pick it up on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Bet in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.